Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace and blessings again. This is your host, Elisheba. You are tuned in today with Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm here again. I'm back. I'm ready to finish this 7-day series. This is number 6. This is 6 broadcasts. The title of this show is, again, Destroying the Enemy Within Our Black Community, Sickness, Poverty, and Unity. Okay, this is a great, 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 great topic today, because our black community is being destroyed with all of these things that I just named. And I'm here again because I need to help you to understand that our community, our children, our families are being destroyed in every way we can look. We need knowledge. We need wisdom. We need understanding to know what we need to do to fight and destroy the enemy that's destroyed us on every side of the road. And again, I say I'm the host, Elisheba, a Sister Radio Talk Show. And I'm glad to be here again with you today. Let's dig right into our show today. We're going to start with our title, Destroying the Enemy Within Our Black Community, Sickness, Poverty, and Unity. We're coming from the Bible today, the King James Version Bible. I always like to use the Bible because I believe in God. I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I believe in the Bible. So whatever I'm going through in my life, I like to always involve God in whatever I do in my life. Okay, we're going to start with Hosea again, chapter 4, verse 6. That's been our text scripture for the 6th broadcast today. It's going to be the text scripture for the last one, which will be number 7. So let's go right into the King James Version Bible, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. My people, God is saying we are destroyed. Look at our neighborhoods. Look at our lives. Look at our children. Look at our men. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We don't have no knowledge if we don't have God's knowledge. And I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about Allah. I'm not talking about Yah. I'm not talking about Jah. I'm not talking about none of those names that your religious organizations give you. I'm talking about the God of the Bible. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Whatever you want to call him, that's okay. But that's who he is, okay? He said right here in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, the chosen people of God, are destroyed. We are actually destroyed because we don't have no knowledge to what's going on around us, what's going on in our community, what we need to do to fight, what we need to do to destroy this enemy that's killing us on every end of the road. We've been gunned down. We've been struck down. We've been knocked down. We've been blocked down. Why? Because we don't have the knowledge of God. We need the knowledge of God so we can know what we need to do to defeat this enemy, to block this enemy, to stop this enemy. We need the knowledge of God. Okay? Obviously, you're not getting them in your religious institutions, like your churches, like your synagogues. Okay, obviously you're not getting them because we're still being destroyed on every side of the fence and every side of the road. So obviously our leaders, our elders, our pastors, our bishops, our rabbis are not giving us the correct information that we need to understand how to fight and who's fighting us. First of all, we need to know who's fighting us, and then we need to know how to fight them back. Okay? They say we are being destroyed, okay? We have rejected knowledge. What knowledge is God talking about? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have rejected knowledge. We don't want the understanding. We don't want the wisdom and the knowledge that comes along with serving God and what the Bible tells us that we can do to help ourselves, to help our children, and to help our situation. We are rejecting it. And because we are rejecting it, God is rejecting us. Our Father is rejecting us. If we don't want him, he don't want us. If we don't want his wisdom, he's not going to give it to us. If he don't want if we don't want his knowledge, he's not going to give us his knowledge. Okay? We are rejecting him. We're pushing him to the side. We're pushing him in the corner. We're pushing him back. We're pushing him behind us. Instead of going to him, we're going against him. And because of this, he has rejected us. Okay, because we are literally rejecting him. We put everything before him. We put everybody before him. We put every situation before him. And we just go in our own way and try to figure it out our own way and get our own solutions instead of sitting down, talking to our God, and asking him, what's the problem? We try to go to our elders. We're not getting no answers. We try to go to our pastors. We're not getting no answers. We still reject it on every side. How are we rejected? Because we're sick. We reject it because we're sick. We have rejected God, and he has rejected us, and he has allowed a sickness to take over our black community. Everybody is sick. Everybody is dying. Everybody is, oh, my God, there's so many people in our black neighborhoods that's on diabetes. They are high blood pressure. They got all kind of sickness. Why do we have so much sickness among us? If we say we're serving God, why do we have so much sickness? Why? Because we have rejected knowledge, and because we rejected God's knowledge, God understanding, he has rejected us and allowed us to get sick. He has allowed us to get sick. He has put sickness on us, disease on us. Look at Deuteronomy 28. It say you can either be blessed or cursed. If you obey God, if you do what God the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tell you to do, you're going to be blessed. If you do not what God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tell you to do, we're going to be cursed, okay? So this is what we're seeing in our black community. We are seeing a cursed, rejected people. I'm going to say it again. We are seeing a cursed, rejected people. That's what we're seeing right now. That's exactly what's going on right now, okay, with all the sickness, okay? You're going to the doctor, taking about, you're on 6, 7, 8, 10 medications for this, for that, and none of the medication is helping you. None of the medications is making you feel better. None of the medication is actually healing you, okay? Why? Because you've been rejected by God. We have been rejected by our Father because we don't want his knowledge. We don't want his way. We don't want to do what he wants us to do, our Creator. We want to continue to walk and do what we want to do. Okay, so this is our enemy within our community, our black community. Sickness. Number one, everybody is sick. My mama is sick. She on 5 or 6 different medications. My sister's on 3 or 4 different medications. My brother, he on medication. Everybody in the black household is on some form of medication, and they have some form of sickness. Let's look at another scripture in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. Let's look at another scripture in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. We need to resolve these issues that's going on in our neighborhoods and in our community. How are we going to resolve it? We're going to get some knowledge. We're going to get some wisdom. We're going to get some understanding to what is going on and what we need to do to fight and destroy these enemies that's killing our people. That's what we're going to do. That's exactly what God wants us to do. Exactly what he wants us to do. He don't want us to continue to feed our mind with the things that's unfruitful. We need to understand what we got to do to destroy these enemies, man. This is very seriously. This is so serious. This is so serious. This is so serious. But yet still, we don't want to pay no attention. It is so serious that everybody's sick. You got kids sick, babies sick, my little niece sick. She got sugar diabetes. She has seizures. Oh, my God, this should not be. This should not be. When I was a little girl, we didn't have all this sickness and disease among us. That's because we have been rejected by our God. And because we've been rejected by our God, He is allowing, and He's putting all the sickness and diseases on us because we are rejecting His way and His knowledge and His understanding. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. The ox know his owner, and the ass his master crib. But Israel do not know my people do not consider. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel do it not know. My people do not consider. A ox is nothing but a bullock. They know their owner. They know who their owner is. Okay? They know exactly who is over them, who's controlling them. And an ass, which is a donkey, they know where they supposed to be and what they supposed to be doing. But Israel, which is the 12 tribes, do not know. They don't know their God. They don't know what's going on in their life. They are totally confused. They're in the dark. They're stuck in religion. They're stuck in all kinds of stuff that's destroying them and is not helping them. Israel don't know. We just don't know our God. We think we know our God. We believe we know our God. But look at our lives. Look at what's going on. It tells us that we don't know our God. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing. Okay? We think just keep running up in these churches and going to school and getting a job and doing the things that we normally do with our life every day is going to help and it's going to benefit. I'm here to tell you it's never going to help you. It's never going to make you feel free. It's never going to give you what you need to have, because Israel just don't know. They don't even consider their God. We don't even consider our God. This is such a shame. This is in the Bible. This is in the Bible. This is talking about the chosen people of God. We do not know our God, and we do not consider that we've been destroyed on every side of the road, and we don't know who's destroying us. We don't know why we're being destroyed. We just know every time we try to do something, it never works. It never turned out right. Something is blocking. Something is stopping. Okay? This is what's going on. I'm going to read another scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 28. Deuteronomy 32, 28. Okay, Deuteronomy 32:28 reads like this. We need to understand, people, we need to wake up. We need to understand that our God is not happy with us. He's not happy with what's going on in our lives, what we're doing with our time, what we doing with the wisdom and the knowledge that He have given us, the life that He's given us. He's not pleased. He's not pleased. He's not pleased with us. And that's why we sick. And that's why we have poverty. And that's why we don't have no unity among our black community. Because our God has rejected us. Do y'all understand what the word reject means? That means He have cast us to the side. He have thrown us away. He have gave us over to the enemy so they can destroy us. Who is the enemy? The people that own everything in this world. That's the enemy. The people that own your corporations. The people that own your schools. The people that own your grocery stores. The people that own your markets. The people that own your doctor office, the people that own your pharmacies, the people that own everything that you see, okay? These are the enemies that's destroying us. And our God rejected us and gave us over to them so they can destroy us. So they can give us medication that's killing us and destroying us. So they can give us bad food to make us sick, to make us fat, to make us mental ill, to run us crazy, to make us depressed. Okay? He has rejected us, Israel. And we got to wake up and repent and go back to our God. And don't worry about these elders and these religions and these congregations. And we need to seek our God. We need to cry out to our God. We need to confess our sins. And we need to go back to our God and begin to serve our God and do what our God have told us to do. It's already recorded what he wants us to do, but we just don't want to do it. We want to do something else. We want to work. We want to go to school. We want to have a better education. We want to do this. We want to do that, but we do not have no room and no place in our life for our God. And I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews. Deuteronomy chapter 32:28. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. You know what the word void mean in the Hebrew? The word void mean to wander away. That is lose oneself. We have wandered so far away from our God that we don't even know him no more. We think we know him. Oh, God is good. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. Yeah, I'm blessed by the best. All these little cliches and things that we've been programmed by the religious organizations to make us believe that we are blessed. To make us believe that God is in our life. To make us believe that God is still pleased with us. But the word void right here says, for they are a nation void of counsel, to wander away, to lose oneself. We don't even know who we are anymore. We don't even know who we are. That's why the black people is being destroyed on every way we can think, because we don't know who we are. We don't know. We don't know. Excuse me. We don't know who we are. We don't know who our God is. We are void. We are void. We losers. We wandering away. How are we wandering away from our God, from our Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? We wandering away because we put in everything in front of him. We putting everything in front of him. And I'm talking about religion too. You putting religion in front of God. God hate religion. God hate tradition. God hate programs. He hate all of those things that's interfering with what he want his people to do. Excuse me. We're bored of counsel. The word counsel is advice. We don't have no advice from our Father. He's not talking to us. He's not showing us why we depressed, why we sad, why we hungry, why we broke, why we feel miserable, why we feel hopeless, why we feel lonely. We don't have no counsel. We don't get no advice from our God, because he has rejected us, because we rejected his knowledge, and we replaced his knowledge with the knowledge of the world, with the knowledge of the way the world do things, the way they handle situations. And that's why he said we are void of counsel, and there's no understanding in them. There is no understanding in us. We don't have no understanding. Is there any understanding in them? There's no understanding. We don't understand how to fix our life. We don't understand how to fix our children's life. Our sons keep going in and out of prison, in and out of prison. Why? Because one of the enemies is poverty, because they don't have no money. They don't have no good job. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough money to take care of themselves and their kids. So they go in and out of jail, in and out of jail. This is an enemy This is the enemy that's killing us, that's destroying us. We got to wake up, people. We don't have a lot of time left to do what God needs us to do so we can be free from the enemy, from his destruction that is before us. We don't have no understanding. We don't have none. We lost. We lost. You gave your life to God 20 years ago, but you still lost. You gave your life to God. You got baptized. You did all of those things. You went to church faithfully. You went to your Hebrew community congregation faithfully, but you still don't have no understanding. You still don't have no knowledge of what's killing us, what's stopping us, what's blocking us, what's destroying us. You know why I know and God know you don't have no knowledge? Because there is no results in our life. There is no results in the black community. Everything is the same way 50 years ago that it is now. Everything is the same way. That we've been destroyed since we got off the slave ships, and we've still been destroyed. We've still been destroyed, okay, by the enemy that God allowed and letting them kill and destroy us. We don't have no understanding. God said this. I did not say this. God say, the God of the Hebrews said, we are void of counsel. We don't have no knowledge. We don't have no understanding. That's why we cannot get ahead. That's why, people, that's why we don't like each other. There's no unity among us. Let me read one more scripture. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 15. Let me drink a little bit of water. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 15. And I know I'm running out of time. I know I'm running out of time, but that's okay. I can only give you what God give me right now because I don't have a lot of time. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 15. Excuse me. Verse 15. Excuse me. Oh, my God. They don't want me to talk. They don't want me to say nothing, but I got to say it. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. A foolish shepherd. Do you know what a foolish shepherd is? It's somebody that leading their people the wrong way and not giving them no answers, no solutions to what's going on in their life. Our kids die. They die of AIDS. They die of gun violence. They die of drugs, alcohol. They die of diseases. They die of people killing them and shooting them down. And our shepherds are foolish because they cannot give us no answers to what is going on among us in our black neighborhoods. And we got churches. We got congregations. We got them on every corner in the black neighborhoods. But yet still, we sick. We hungry. We poor. We broke. We don't have nothing. Violence is taking over the black neighborhood. These shepherds are foolish. I'm talking about the Hebrew Israelite elders. I'm talking about the Christian church. I'm talking about all of them. All of them. They are all foolish and stupid leaders because they're not doing nothing for God's people. Nothing but taking your money and taking your time and taking your strength. That's all they doing. They taking you. They using you as merchandise. If you don't do what they want you to do, they don't want to be bothered with you. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 16. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young ones, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear the claws in pieces. These leaders, these elders, these pastors, these bishops, they do not care about the people. They don't visit you when you get sick. My allergies is up now. They don't want me to talk, but I got to talk. They don't visit you when you get sick. They don't care about you when you get hungry. You can go to your pastor. You can go to your elders. You can go to your bishops. Believe me, I used to be a pastor. I already know what's going on. They're not going to give you nothing. They're going to tell you, pray about it. I'm going to pray about it. If God tells me to give you something, if God tells me to help you, if God tells me to go visit your auntie in the hospital or your grandma, I'll go see it. These shepherds, they are cut off. Those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young. They don't care about our children. They don't care about our children. They don't care if they don't care if we sick with diabetes. They can't heal us. They can't lay hands on us to heal us of our diseases, our sickness. Why? Why? If they God's leaders, if they say they serving God and doing what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want them to do, why they don't have no power to heal us? Why they don't have no power to heal me of my cancer, of my tumors, of my diabetes, of my heart disease? Why? Because they are not shepherds of God. They are foolish shepherds. And they only want what they can get out of you. They don't want you healed. Because they know if you heal, you're going to stop coming to their church and giving them their money. Okay? They don't want you healed. They're not going to seek after your young ones. They don't care that your child is in prison for killing somebody at 12 and 15 years old. They ain't going to see them young kids. They're not going to the prison to see them because they don't care. You got so many young people that's in prison, incarcerated right now today. Why? Why? Because we are rejected. And God said it in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, that because we reject knowledge, he will reject us and he will reject our children. He has rejected our children, okay? He has rejected them. And these pastors and elders don't even go to the jails to visit the young men and the women that's 12, 10, 15, 16 years old that did something dumb and don't even know why they did it. But these leaders will not take time out of their life to go visit your young people, your sons and your daughters, because they don't care. Because they don't care. So I'm running out of time. These are dumb leaders. Wake up, Israel. Wake up, Hebrew nation. Wake up. Understand that we need to do and be with our God now. They cannot teach us nothing. They cannot show us nothing. Excuse me. They cannot lead us. They cannot guide us. Why? Because they don't have no knowledge. They are dumb leaders. That's why we got all this disease and sickness in our neighborhoods. Be blessed until we meet again for broadcast number 7. Destroying the enemy within our black community. Sickness, poverty, and unity. And religion. Be blessed, people. You can't be blessed unless you do what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob wants you to do. You should know that by now. There's nothing going on in our neighborhoods that to say we blessed. We living from paycheck to paycheck. We hungry. We broke. We ain't got nothing. We paying thousands of dollars to go to college. To do what? To get a little career job and get another paycheck. Wake up. Wake up and make some serious moves. Leave all the religious organizations. They ain't going to never do nothing for you or your children. Please, people, I'm begging you. God bless you.
Oh, my God. The devil does not want me to talk today. Woo. I better start taking the allergy pill now before I go on. Lord have mercy. I never seen that one. I'm going to have to get more time, God. I don't like rushing. It takes my time.